Headline, Bybit Freeze, Exposé Highlights, Decentralization Transparency Issues, published at 6:55 p.m., November 12, 2025. A report from Bybit's Lazarus Security Lab today claims that 16 blockchains have built-in fund freezing measures, while an additional 19 are capable of the same freezing with some minor tweaks, raising concerns around decentralization and transparency. Researchers used artificial intelligence, AI, alongside manual review, to look into 166 different blockchains to determine their freezing capabilities. The full report found 16 chains utilizing three methods of freezing mechanisms, namely hard-coded public blacklists, config file-based freezing methods utilizing private blacklists, and a blacklist enforced through an on-chain smart contract. Hard-coded freezing mechanisms are built directly into the chain and are utilized by Binance's BNB chain, as well as Chiliz, Viction, XDC Network, and VeChain. Read more. FBI confirms North Korean trader to blame for $1.5 billion. Bybit hack, the config file-based freezing, which relies on a blacklist stored in local configuration files and managed by validators, the foundation, and core developers, is used by Harmony One, Hava, Apps, Supra, EOS Network, Oasis Network, WUX, Sui, Linea, and Waves. Only the Huobi EcoChain utilizes on-chain smart contracts. BNB Chain and VeChain were able to use their hard-coded freezing methods in response to a $570 million bridge exploit and a $6.6 million breach, while Sui froze $162 million in stolen assets following the CETUS hack. The report also found that 19 blockchains could implement these methods with some relatively minor protocol changes. These blockchains include Arbitrum, Cosmos, Mantra, Terra, Axelar, Babylon, Celestia, DYDX, Dimension, DemEVM, Evmos, Initia, Kava, Nillion, OKX Chain, ThorChain, CI, Secret Network, and Exion. VeChain disputes Bybit's findings. VeChain has described Bybit's report as clickbait and factually incorrect, claiming that it categorically does not have freezing capabilities embedded directly in its source code. It also claims that during the 2019 breach, VeChain's community approved a one-time block list to protect the ecosystem, in which funds were neither seized nor reallocated. This community governance decision allowed validators to reject the identified address and approved the burning of 727 million VET tokens, resolving the incident transparently on-chain. It said, VeChain Thor's software includes consensus-level checks that allows validators to reject transactions once enabled through community governance, rendering the affected assets immovable. It does not grant any party the ability to move, seize, or unilaterally freeze funds. Bybit's Lazarus Security Lab calls for greater freeze transparency. Bybit's report suggests that blockchain foundations and firms aren't being fully transparent about their freezing capabilities, and in turn, the extent to which they are truly decentralized. It concluded, the presence of these mechanisms fundamentally challenges the foundational principles of a decentralized ecosystem and necessitates further discourse within the blockchain community, but it has prevented hackers from stealing funds. An openness about these on-chain freezing capabilities and emergency intervention mechanisms, it says, is key to blockchain governance and should be publicly disclosed more often. A 31Labs Armin Reiter notes that any blockchain can implement freezing. He argues that the real differentiator is how decentralized a system is and if the validators, Chai miners, accept the change or not. Read more. Garantex says USDT and Russian wallets under threat as Tether freezes $27 million. He claims that such freezes will not be implemented on Bitcoin because there's strong community consensus against it, and that the most important takeaway is which chains have already accepted these trade-offs. In some cases, these freezing mechanisms have failed. Crypto security firm GoPlus Security highlighted that the hacker of DeFi exchange Balancer bypassed a freeze on the Sonic chain and moved roughly $3 million worth of crypto from a frozen address to a new one. The firm claimed the hacker was able to do this because the freeze only affected its native token and not other ERC-20 tokens. This recording is AI-generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com.